Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Loud. Local.
Our band is actually from the surrounding immediate metropolitan area encompassing that which is known as the Great Northwest.
Good evening, Rockaholics. Thanks for joining us. This is Loud and Local on the Rock, featuring music born right here in the Great Pacific Northwest. 99.9 KISW.
We're back with an hour of local jams here on 99.9 KISW. My name is Kevin, joined by Matt, the overnight sensation.
Hi, Kevin.
How you doing, man?
Good. I can't see you from over here. I'm standing on my tippy toes.
Hey, man.
Not my usual spot.
It's all good. I got a face for radio, so there's not much to see. Tonight here on the show, we have a local band by the name of Van Epps. They're going to be playing you some jams from their newest record. Going to be talking about that and maybe some upcoming shows for you to attend. For right now, though, we're going to play a band. Well, actually, these guys, Van Epps, they are a band that formerly played the Red Fest. Was it last year?
No, that was the first one.
Okay.
2 years ago.
2 years ago. 2 years ago they played it, and this year we got Devil's Hunt Me Down, a great local band. It's going to be on July 18th at the Elysian Brewery in Georgetown.
Where can I get my tickets, Kevin?
You can go to KISW.com. Right now, Devil's Hunt Me Down, Spoil the Child. We'll be right back.
warm welcome.
Devils Hunt Me Down, starting us off here on Loud and Local. You can catch them on the 18th of this month at Men's Room Elysian Red Fest. It's going to be awesome, so it's always a good time out at the Elysian Brewery on a nice hot summer day with the beers and with the bands. It is Loud and Local, and in the studio right now, a band by the name of Van Epps. Say hello.
How's it going?
How you doing?
Doing pretty good, man. It's awesome to have you guys up. Why don't you introduce yourselves, go along the line, say what your name is and what you do in the project known as Van Epps.
All right, my name is Jake, and I'm the drummer.
My name's Matt. I play guitar and sing.
My name's Bobby. I play the bass and motivational speaker.
And Brad's not here today. Brad's actually in the studio tracking a new tune. So,
oh, nice. Yeah.
Cool. You guys were in studio today, right?
Yeah.
You're working on that?
Yeah.
What's the backstory on that?
Well, our sound engineer, he's got an opportunity to go to France to work with some great mixing engineer. So
Chris,
he's gonna
bring Lord Algae.
Yeah, so he's going to take one of our tunes over there and get it mixed and learn a few things. So we're excited.
Pretty stoked, yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
We're actually heading back there after this to finish.
Back to the studio?
Yeah. Damn. That's
commitment.
Awesome. Right at midnight you're going to be recording, huh?
That's right,
yeah.
That's awesome. So we're going to be playing songs from the record that you just recently released. Was it last month?
About a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, a couple weeks?
Three weeks. We released it at The Crocodile on June 12th.
Yeah, perfect. That was that looked like it was a lot
it's
of fun.
Killer show.
You guys sold it out, right?
Yeah, that was
4 hours before we played.
Awesome.
That rules, man. We're going to be playing a song here to start off Loud and Local and having you guys up here. Vegas Rain, can you tell us a little bit about this song?
I think it's one of my favorite songs to play live because it's definitely a crowd pleaser, gets people jumping up and down. Long story short, it's just kind of about the debauchery and fun you can have in Vegas.
Been there.
Oh, yeah. I feel it. All right. Well, here it is. It's Van Epps on Loud and Local. Thanks for coming in.
This is Loud and Local on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
I come from the from the dirty south, and I got a honeysuckle up in my mouth. I like muddy water and a muddy truck. When you see me coming, you better start running. I'll hunt you down like an old hound dog through the swamp and the midnight fog with my double barrel 12-engine old Chevy truck. Drinking Jeremiah weed, guns blazing, the temple raising. You can rev it all you want, but it's me that you'll be facing. I'll hunt you down like an old hound dog through the swamp in the midnight fog with my double barrel 12-engine old Chevy truck. Or you better run fast. And I got honeysuckle up in my mouth. I like muddy water in the south, in the south. I'm from the south, from the south. I'm dirty south, from the south. I'm dirty south, I'm dirty south. I'm dirty south, I'm from the south.
Loud and Local band of the week that you're listening to right now on Loud and Local. It is Van Epps and that band. That song right there was Vegas Rain. It appears on their new record, self-titled record, that was available from, what was it, like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, two or three. Yeah.
That was actually Dirty South.
Oh,
we went off with Vegas Rain, right?
My bad.
You guys know, you're in the
band. I mean, they were both played, so yeah, you're fine.
It's all good.
Are you guys from the South?
No. Talk to this guy about it.
We
Jake
wrote
that
for
one.
Our Canadian friends.
All the Canadian friends.
Yeah,
are
we're
like,
the Dirty South to Vancouver.
Oh, we have friends all the time. They're like, yeah, I'm from the Dirty South. Like, oh, yeah, where's that from? Renton. Like, what? No, I don't.
That's not so dirty.
Stop.
Not even.
You're always
Auburn?
South of somewhere, right? Always south of somewhere. So, again, Van Epps in the studio. You guys are going to have your own little page on KSW.com. So if you're interested in checking them out, you can do that. They're also going to be playing a couple of gigs here July 12th at Art on the Ave in Tacoma. Is that's like a free thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a big block party thing they do every year. So this will actually be our first time playing there, so we're pretty stoked about that. And then
August 1st, something
rock
pretty
and rally.
Huge.
Rock and rally with Clover Janes, our good friends in Clover Jane, and J.P. Hennessy, and Eve to Adam is the headliner, so that should be a fun one.
Cool.
Support a good cause.
Yeah.
Over at Cheney Stadium.
That is the Dirty South.
That's right.
Yeah.
America.
Right on. Cool. Well, this is Loud and Local, and when we come back, we have a few more songs from these guys from their brand new record that you got to check out. It's Loud and Local on KISW.
Loud and Local is in progress on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
It is Loud and Local in the studio right now, Van Epps. You can check them out August 1st at the Rockin' Rally with the Troops. Also, Clover Jane, many more at Shaney Stadium. Again, that's August 1st. So, Van Epps, you guys have this new record, and it is available now. How can we actually check it out? Like, is there a website we can go to download it or order it?
Yeah, you can go to our website, which is www.rockvanepps.com. It's on iTunes, Amazon, pretty much all of those, you know, all those distributors have it. So,
are you guys on Spotify?
I believe we're on Spotify, okay. But I don't think we're on Pandora yet.
No, okay. Pandora rejected us.
Uh-oh.
Oh, so it wasn't radio ready.
That's right.
Not cool enough.
That's okay.
Well, we're on the radio now, though it is late night on a Sunday. So, again, you guys just got back from a tour. Tell us a little bit about how that went. It was down the West Coast?
Yeah, down all the way to Fullerton and back. It was pretty crazy. It was our first tour as a band, so.
Awesome.
Yeah. We had a lot of fun.
It was a ton of fun, man. California's hot.
Especially we were in a van with no AC.
Yeah, in a 1987 Dodge van.
It's a luxury edition. I want to look around there. Electric windows and AC that doesn't work.
Those are the kind of luxuries you get.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Deal with it. It comes with the added features. So again, it is Van Epps, and we have a song off the new record. This one we're going to be playing is called Catch My Vibe. Can you tell me a little bit about it before we jump into it?
Well, I'm. This is Jake, the drummer. I actually sing lead on it.
Righteous.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's the whole thing with our band. We all kind of take turns writing songs, so it's kind of fun.
You get so you wrote variety. This one?
I wrote this one,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're the one to take it as a compliment that I picked this one.
All right.
Because I was just like, I listened to the whole album, and I was just like, all right, hey, baby, gotta play this one.
Well, thanks, dude.
Here we go. It's Van Epps on Loud and Local.
I don't think you will survive. Catch my vibe. Common sense, but I feel you caving in. Come on.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. This is Loud and Local on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
cool.
Right there, a band by the name of Kinski. The Needle's Fine. That is a new song by Kinski, and it is Loud and Local here, 11 p.m. on 99.9 KISW in the studio, Van Epps. How you guys doing? You guys still chilling?
Oh, yeah,
we're,
man.
We're good.
We're swell. Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
Righteous. Well, how have you guys been enjoying the weather? What have you been doing outside? What are your summertime activities for 4th of July?
Well, I mean, we've been pretty busy with playing outdoor shows. I mean, so been doing that, and then I work outside, which is amazing.
Nice. What do you do?
I work at a lumber yard.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, I've been doing a lot of caboozing.
Caboozing?
Yeah. You go out in a canoe with a bunch of beer and canoe and drink.
I like it. Caboozing.
Yeah.
Sounds quality.
It's a new thing.
I mow my lawn. It's boring, but it has to get done. And someone has to do it.
And at least it's, you know, decent weather enough, so.
That's right.
Matt, what did you do this past weekend for 4th of July?
Oh, man. Well, before I lit off fireworks, I was the genius that was like, hey, let's turn on my neighbor's lawn sprinkler because they weren't home and their lawn was looking a little dry. And then we did that. They came home. They were very appreciative. And then we lit a bunch of stuff up. But we only, to be safe, we only lit off enormous fireworks. It went really high up into the sky. So when they blew up,
okay,
they were nowhere near the dry ground.
Oh, yeah.
Good
oh, yeah.
Always thinking first.
Yeah, safety. It was fun.
Righteous. Well, we want to talk to you a little bit about you have a... you have a kind of a closeness to the band Windowpane. Why don't we talk a little bit about that, Matt?
Me, personally, or these guys?
These guys and you, you know?
Well, yeah, I love those guys. Glenn and Tony are two of the most beautiful human beings I know. And I'm a big fan. I watched their documentary, No Such Thing as Record Label Fairy. And you guys were featured heavily in it. Jake, you hopped up at the premiere for that at Studio 7,
yeah,
that show.
Yeah.
You played drums on a track. So why don't you guys talk a little bit about your relationship with them?
Well, they're good friends of ours. We've known them for a long time. They were actually the first band that we played the Showbox to Market with a while back. And there was that one we sold out with them. That was
Yeah, that was a great show. But no, they kind of helped us get our roots planted in the Seattle music scene.
That's awesome.
We just remain really good friends with that band. And they're just great guys and great music.
Yeah, they seem almost like a big brother in the Seattle music scene.
Yeah,
like they've been around. Sure. They know everything. They know everyone. They'll help you out with whatever they can.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. We love those guys. We love them.
Big brother Windowpane. All right, we're going to play some Windowpane here for you, and then a little bit later we'll be playing some more Van Epps. It is Loud and Local. Thanks for coming up tonight, and we'll get to some more Van Epps in a little bit. If you have any questions or you want to talk to Van Epps, maybe talk some trash, give us a call, 206-421-ROCK, that's 7625, or you can hit us up at 999-KISW on Twitter. Again, right now it's Windowpane on Loud and Local.
But it's
I saw the angels of hell, I knew what had been done. The blood in my veins mixed with MDMA. Jesus Christ told me I was in love. The black of her hair matched the color I wear, and the color that sits in my lungs. Just one kiss on her lips, I'd cease to exist, and the devil won't ever come. He won't ever come. To heaven, well, I know she doesn't belong. I'll do anything, my friends, to see her again. Even though I know it'd be wrong, I'll make a deal with the devil to get this right by God. I'll make a deal with the devil to get this right by God. I've seen you before, hang around my baby's back door. You might think it's fate that I come to this place and I stick in your side like a thorn. The truth is my word and the devil is real, and I broke your name out of his seal. And the fee he commands is one soul of a man, so I'll give him this end of this deal. Oh, my baby is gone. It was you who took her from me all alone. Oh, and the devil is real. I gave him my soul to make my baby whole. He is real. Somebody killed my baby in the days I've been gone. She's gone up to heaven where I know she doesn't belong. I'll do anything, my friends, to see her again. Even though I know it'd be wrong, I'll make a deal with the devil to get this right by God. I'll make a deal with the devil to make this right by God. Said I'll make a deal with the devil to make this right by God. Said I'll make a deal with the devil to make this right by God.
Brand new local music by King Dude, Deal with the Devil. You can check that out on kingdude.bandcamp.com. You can decide for yourself whether you'd like to purchase it. But we featured it here for you to check out on Loud and Local, the 1 hour of all that is local here on 99.9 KISW. In the studio, we still have a band by the name of Van Epps. They've been hanging out, taking some phone calls, you know, tweeting out to you, letting you know that they're here. So what's up?
Party on.
Oh, yeah. Party on, dude. Right. Living the dream over here.
Right. Matt is thinking about booking you guys for a little private shindig.
I was looking on your website. I saw there's a couple private parties or private engagements that you guys do. Are these like corporate events or like birthday parties in someone's backyard?
Kind of all the bounce house? Like we learned a bunch of cover tunes to make some money
to
fund the whole recording process, because lot of people know that's not super cheap.
It's very helpful.
So it's a lot more fun to make money while playing music than it is to work at a lumberyard.
Even if it's not your own, yeah.
Yeah,
that's great.
How about weddings and bar mitzvahs? Do you guys do those?
We've done a couple
grad
weddings.
Parties. We just did a grad party on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
So if people want to book you, do they do it through Van Epps? Are you guys like the Foo Fighters where you got a different band name for your cover stuff?
We do.
Oh, actually. Really?
Go ahead, Jay.
Cover lover.
Cover lover.
Cover lover.
Cover lover, baby. Cover lover, baby.
Well, I don't know. We just played a party in Everett, and they called us Cover Lovin', so that might be what it is now. I don't know.
One of the two. They just love their covers.
That's right.
Righteous. Well, Van Epps in the studio. We're going to be back with some more music by them. It is Loud and Local. We'll be right back here on The Rock. Back here on Loud and Local, and we are hanging out with a band called Van Epps. How's it going?
It's going good.
Going well.
Righteous.
Love it.
I'm glad you guys were able to come up here one more time. What's your social medias and all that stuff, the links that we need to know?
Well, we got our website, which is www.rockvanepps.com. We're on Facebook. We got Twitter. We got an Instagram. The handle's usually Rock Van Epps. So okay. Facebook/RockVanEpps, Twitter/RockVanEpps.
Hashtag.
Right?
Whatever.
Hashtag. Sign.
Do you know what a hashtag is, Bobby?
Yeah.
All right. So again, Van Epps, you guys are going to be playing August 1st.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little bit more about that show one more time.
August 1st, we're playing at Cheney Stadium with Clover Jane, J.P. Hennessy, and Eve to Adam.
Do you guys know how that's going to be set up? Like where the stage is,
I don't think we're cool enough to be playing in the stadium. Cool. We're definitely like at the parking lot next to
the
stadium.
That's where we held the first Pain in the Grass, I believe.
Oh, really?
Is that right? First one we came back, Godsmack played it. Point One, we were actually talking about them when the mics were off earlier. They opened it up, and I can't remember if it was, I think it was in the parking lot, not in the actual stadium.
Okay.
Heavy metal parking lot!
That's right. We're stoked about it. It's going to be great.
Yeah,
it'll be
great
fun. Good cause, too.
Hell yeah.
Totally.
And if you can't wait that long, you want to go see them, go to Art on the Ave in Tacoma on July 12th. Again, it's Van Epps.
Taking over the South End.
That's right.
The Dirty South.
The Dirty South.
That's right.
Played it earlier.
That's right.
Okay, we got one more song by you guys before we head out of here. You'll hear from us one more time, but this is the last Van Epps song. What are we going to be listening to right now?
This one's called Move Out of the State. It's kind of a little bit of a different vibe from the rest of the record, but I think it's one of all of our favorites as far as how it turned out. So
showing some range.
That's
it's
right.
Groovy.
For sure.
It's a groovy tune.
All right, so here it is, Van Epps on Loud and Local.
Drove down to the end of the road to see how far back it really goes. As I made my way past no return, I can only pray that I will learn from my mistakes, the past erased without a trace. I saw your face, the love erased, but it's just a waste. I tried to speak, but my throat was dry, so I closed my eyes and drifted off instead. I lost a will to breathe it in. Something that you just can't win. I think I'm giving in. I think I'm giving in. Should this be natural? Somehow we lost control. I can't remember what you felt. Now I've got
the other side. The waves were crashing down onto my face. So what's the plan? Should I stay and wait? Have I become everything you hate? I'll move out of this state. But the storm is coming, and there aren't enough vests to save the crew. Like a full moon helps a killer breathe, I saw change coming over she. Scared as hell I could run and hide, where I could stay and fight and face you eye to eye. But I'm scared to die, and I'm a little more afraid to live.
Van Epps here on Loud and Local. We got one more song for you. Thank you very much for listening. 11 p.m. every Sunday night. Go to KISW.com to check out the playlist on what you may have missed. This right now is Sleep Terror. Luke Yeager is such a shredder. This is brand new music. It is local metal. It is instrumental. It is shreddy. And it is awesome. It is a song called Anabolic Salvation. We're debuting it here for you on Loud and Local to shred your night away. Matt, the overnight sensation, is next. We'll be right back.
football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.